Episode 22. We're back, Rob.
We're back.
Yeah. How are we feeling today?
I feel pretty good today.
Good. All right. Since you're going to be doing a majority of the talking on today's podcast. Surprise. I'm just kidding. Thought it might be interesting today. We've done a few podcasts that are really art directional. We had Mr. C sit in, talk about design and things like that. Thought we might flip the script and talk about the magical world of letters.
We got 26 of them.
Yeah, messaging, right? And specifically drilling down to taglines. Taglines, cut lines, whatever we want to call them. Is there a difference between a tagline and a cut line? You know, taglines, what do we think about them? How do we feel about them? What's good? What's bad? The differences. Maybe we can educate people on the differences between different types of taglines and stylistic approaches to taglines, if you will. You know, I've got my thoughts on the matter, but I figured I'd throw it out to you first, you know?
Yeah, no, I think when we start to think about taglines, there's two paths that come to mind, right?
Yeah.
There's and we were talking about this a second ago, but sort of the aspirational kind of tagline. Yeah. And then there's the more descriptive tagline.
Yeah.
And so what makes sense, when, why, and how?
Exactly.
So a couple of the ones that came to mind for me, and I'll give you an example from both of those paths that I think work really well. Of course, Nike, it's easy to pick on those guys.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Sure.
We're just going to do it.
Yeah.
They've earned the right to be able to have the most aspirational tagline. And
Absolutely.
What's great about that is it's a call to action.
Yeah.
And they started off as a running shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
But now they've got apparel and licensing and athletes and they've got everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they've got three words that work for everything.
Yes, exactly.
Regardless of what it is.
Yeah, I think they've transcended, and this happened a long time ago, but more into selling the competition of sport than selling actual sporting goods.
Right.
It's of course you can buy tennis shoes and windbreakers and socks and jeans and jerseys and all, not jeans, but jerseys and all sorts, you know, anything to, compete athletically, dare I say, right? But it's really more selling the competition of sport.
And it's the attitude.
Yeah, and I think Just Do It gives you that motivation. I do like that you pointed out that it is a call to action, you know, to do that. I mean, it is an active line, which I think is pretty cool. So
it's not just buy it.
Yeah. Or it's not Nike. You know, we make shoes, we make other stuff too. You know?
Yeah, but that's probably that growling, that low rumbling you hear in the background is our dog, Lou.
Yeah. She feels good about running.
I think so. She's a runner.
Yeah, and she doesn't need any athletic gear to run. Mm-mm. So
So I think that's a great one. And I think it's, you boil it down to the simplicity of like the three word, like do it.
Yeah.
Is the most almost ambiguous, out of context call to action. Do it. But then you frame it up under Nike and it becomes a very powerful.
It's interesting. I guess I never really thought about it that
powerful
way.
Thing.
That it is kind of nebulous doing it, you know, but I think it doesn't really matter. It applies to whoever's using their gear can do whatever they want, right? I mean, that's kind of what they're going for.
Yeah, it kind of allows you to own it, whether you're a Paralympic athlete or a swimmer or a, whatever it is.
Sure.
So it works really well. By contrast, for me, if you think about descriptive taglines, probably my favorite example is Geico.
Mm.
And I would say because that is 15 minutes or less can save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's a mouthful, that one.
It's a mouthful. And is it a tagline? It is. It's
kind
of a headline that's sort of become a tagline for them. And to me, it's amazingly smart because it tells you for and they haven't really evolved from a business standpoint, meaning we're sticking with that. That's it. A quick phone call, we're gonna save you money on car insurance. We tell you exactly what we're doing. But what that does to me is it grounds you in exactly what they do and then allows them to have crazy lizards.
Yeah. They had cavemen, all sorts of different
cavemen
things.
And like the gecko and the like it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Who would have thought that a company, I believe the is, what is it, Government Employees Insurance Cooperative.
I think that's right.
Right, is the origin of Geico.
Yeah.
Right? Specific to government employees, but now obviously not, right? So it kind of makes sense to go for the Geico, Gecko, you know, and that whole thing. I mean, bring that together, the alliteration, right? Limu, Emu, right, for Liberty Mutual,
that type of thing. I hate the Emu.
You can't stand the Emu?
Can't stand
done
it.
With the Emu.
Okay. I don't like it.
But, you know, hey, we're dumb Americans and we like the alliteration.
We're not all dumb. So. We're not all dumb.
That's true. That's true.
I don't like that one. But
Geico, because it's so specific.
But to me, what's interesting about that is because the tagline anchors exactly what they do from a creative standpoint, they're allowed to do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, and all of their spots are ridiculous and over the top.
Yeah.
Yet at the end of the spot, it's anchored in
15 minutes
this
or less.
Very direct. Yeah. Here's exactly what we do, which I think is cool. I think BMW we've talked about.
Yeah, I'm a fan of BMW. I mean, the ultimate driving machine, right? It's pretty clear what they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you drive a machine and it's the best of breed in regards to machines. So, you know, I always prefer things like that. You know, well, a lot of clients we work with and a lot of sort of startups and whatnot. I do lean more towards the definition taglines, right? And sort of helping to explain and support what the brand is if you don't have brand acknowledgement, right? And you're not running commercials like Geico, for example.
Right.
There is a place to be said for, you know, as we were joking off air, you know, large, you know, Coca-Cola's of the world don't need a definitive tagline. They can go with the aspirational tagline because it's kind of the feeling and the emotion you get from using the product. Right?
Well, everybody knows. I mean,
yeah, everybody knows what Coke
everybody
is.
Everybody knows. Yeah, so. But BMW is interesting because it kind of falls in the middle because everybody knows what BMW is and does anyway. But they've constructed this line, the ultimate driving machine. It tells you it's a car, but it says it in a super sexy way.
Sure, sure. Well, it could be a motorcycle, right?
Fair enough. Fair enough, but it tells you it's some sort of vehicle to get you from here to there.
Sure.
You're probably familiar with the cars or the motorcycles or whatever, but it says it in such a way that it's not unlike Geico where it's 15, it's super direct. It's saying it in a really sexy way, the ultimate driving machine. And you put, you know, the right voiceover behind it and that's a good one.
Southwest was another one I used to love. You know, because they had the audio mnemonic that went with their advertising too, where they had the like the ding, you know, like the ding from inside the seatbelt light or whatever, you know, and the you're now free to move about the country. You know, I thought it was interesting that their entire business model was about being a low fare airline carrier, right? To the point where you kind of pick your own seats. I mean, they've got their own weird vibe, right?
It was a super casual.
Yeah.
Flying's going to be fun.
Exactly.
Not a formal experience.
Yeah. It's we've moved past only business people can afford to travel around to a true democratization of travel, right? For anybody, right? It's affordable now for anybody. And so there was something interesting about you're now free to move about the country. I thought that really helped differentiate them from like a United back in the day. Right, which was very specific, like, hey, I'm a business traveler, I'm flying United, you know, that type of thing, right? So whether that's good, bad, or not for customer service or for airlines in general, that may be another conversation for another day. But I think from a positioning perspective, that seemed to make a lot of sense when they launched that.
So. That, to me, is one of those examples of great advertising, bad.
Yeah, well, they've been having some problems recently.
And not even just recently, but like, do you feel like they abandoned that tagline too early? Because you don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, well, it's they transitioned to something about sharing love, I think, right? It was love in the sky or something. I don't know what it is. I feel like a dum-dum not knowing it. But that was a good one. Maybe they should have stuck with that. You know, maybe brands, you know, clients sometimes do sour on great work before the public sours because we and them are living with it for so much longer than the public is, right? Because we're developing it. You know, it's all internal, you know. Maybe working on something for months and months and months before it gets out the door. And so sometimes maybe, yeah, to your point, maybe they should have stuck with it instead of let it move into some, you know, a different obscure tagline. Right. I don't know.
And who knows why? And a lot of times these things happen. I mean, it can be a thousand different reasons.
But
one could be, there's a new CMO.
Yeah, exactly.
And they want to change things just to change things.
Yeah.
And put their stamp on it. And whatever else. I mean, there's a million different reasons, but I tend to agree. I think you're now free to move about the country with that. It was a great tagline.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have stuck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't disagree. Well, it's
maybe
memorable.
They abandoned it.
Well, that's evident by the fact that we are in the industry and we consume advertising every day, right? Yet don't know what the current tagline is, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's fascinating to think about. Any other thoughts about crafting taglines or cut lines or helping to sort of brand clients, dare I say, right? Any pitfalls, anything to stay away from? Any sort of just, I don't know, random thoughts?
I don't know. It's a difficult exercise when you do that. Because at the end of the day, the ones that are the most effective, generally speaking, are...
Shorter?
Well, I mean, not according to Geico.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends on what's right. So yeah. I don't know that there's really a formula for landing. I mean, you definitely don't want to do anything that is going to be limited in terms of timing or... You know, anything that's just going to be a sort of a passing fad. I remember back when, I think it was Wrangler, real comfortable jeans. And we went through this stupid phase.
Period.
Where we have to put a period at the end of every word.
Yeah.
Because some copywriter somewhere, and good on them,
launched
a fad where it's, we're going to do one word and then a period. Just accentuate. And I can hear them selling that in the meeting. Yeah. Real. Comfortable jeans.
Yeah. Do you even need the jeans? I don't know that you do at the end.
Well, it depends. If you're from your school of thought, you like the idea that it's a direct.
Yeah, it tells me what it is.
Here's exactly what we make and do.
Yeah.
One might argue Wrangler. People know they make jeans. Yeah. So I don't know.
For sure. To your point, it's funny. I was sitting here thinking like the challenge of trying to define something with the shortest amount of words possible. Right. That's catchy. That's hooky. That explains it. Right. Versus the example of Geico. Right. I am also reminded of VW's great old tagline. Right. That was on the road of life. There are drivers and there are passengers.
Yep.
Right.
And it
was kind of that position of, well, which one are you? I mean, if you're a driver, you need to drive VWs. Right. So that's a mouthful too. But
to me, that line always worked better as a campaign line and not a tagline.
Really?
Yeah. Because it seems like it's an idea, but it's not.
It's not the final execution.
It's not broad enough that it can
hold
up for decades and decades and decades.
Yeah.
It's a great campaign idea.
Yeah. Well, I think that, and again, the show note perhaps was not done for this one, but. I feel like that one wasn't that far away from Farfignugen, right? And we're old enough to remember Farfignugen, right? VW's been through a fair amount of taglines, right?
So their advertising is always great.
Yeah, I
mean, it's always pretty solid.
For sure. Don't talk to them about their diesel problems, but their advertising's good. So I think, you know, coming out of something wacky and zany like Farfignugen and then going into, hey, you know, we're a excellent positioned car company, right? Like our cars are fun to drive. They're efficient. They're safe. All the good stuff, right? It's kind of an interesting approach.
Okay, but was Farfignugen a campaign or a tagline?
I don't really know the answer to that one, to be honest.
To me, it feels like a campaign.
Yeah.
It feels like that was a campaign for them.
And then, it ran for a little while.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah. And then, then it's time to scrap it and move on. I don't think their sales were doing very well maybe at that time. But this was pre-bug redo. I think from a product perspective, they were in a little bit of a transition zone too.
Right? But if you think about the taglines that are the most effective, the ones that we've talked about, just do it 15 minutes or less in the ultimate driving machine.
Yeah.
Regardless of campaign, they stay.
Absolutely.
That's always the foundation and they don't those don't change.
Good point.
And that's when you know that you've hit it, right?
Yeah.
Is when it doesn't matter what the campaign execution can be. That's always at the end of the day kind of the anchor.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not a fad. It's not a passing fad or fashionable, right? Or maybe so descriptive that the business has changed and outgrown it, right?
Right.
Potentially. I don't know. So something interesting. So, all right.
It's not an easy thing to do. At the end of the day, it seems easy because it seems like, it's three words or eight words or whatever it is. But to do that really well is a difficult thing.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
What would your tagline be?
For
you.
For me as a brand?
For you as a person and as a brand. God. What would your tagline be? Talk about
I think as of right now, because of how much flack I've been getting, I think it would be, dare I say, right? I think that's what my
which is actually pretty good. That's pretty good.
Again, put it on a t-shirt. You know, I don't know. It's hard to, I'm an international man of mystery. So I think it's hard to really put one tagline around all the different interests and, you know, things that I bring to the party.
Right.
But as of right now, I'd say, dare I say, what was it? Neither one of us is going to remember this right now, but there used to be, when we were at the old space, there was, we had a previous employee who used to say that the title of my autobiography was going to be something. And I can't remember what it was because it was always, I kept saying it over and over and over again. It was a catchphrase. Was it "Here's the deal"? It might've been "Here's the deal."
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal. Right.
I don't feel like that's
Is this ringing a bell at all? Or probably not. But it was something like, oh, I didn't even notice that I used to say this all the time.
I remember "Here's the deal."
Here's the deal. So, yeah, for the people that know me, it's probably either "dare I say" or "here's the deal" as of right now. What about your tagline, your personal tagline?
Gosh, I don't know. This is one of the file this under "doctors are the worst patients."
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's hard. I mean, it's hard to think
about. I was told on this podcast, I say, "Hey, everybody."
Yeah.
"Hey, everybody." But yeah. That's not my.
No.
That's not my tagline.
No, you're not that friendly. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Well, I think maybe this is a call to action for people to drop their taglines.
Yeah.
In reviews or send us an email.
Or based on what you've learned about us.
Yeah.
Suggest taglines for either one of us. That would be a fun exercise.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll do another one and come back and say, hey, we'll do some brainstorming and figure it out. I'm going to write your tagline. You're going to write mine. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, boy. Okay, that could be fun.
We're going to do that.
Mine's going to be a joke about commas, I feel like. It's going to be a comma joke in there. All right.
All right. Very good. Taglines. Love it. You guys can find us on the interwebs, of course, at mocktheagency.com or on the socials at mocktheagency. And yeah, drop us some feedback. We'd love to hear what you think. What we can do better.
Absolutely.
What we do awesome. All those things.
Yeah. Only good feedback, please.
Play us out, Mr. C.